This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And in the midst of that, counterculturally, Paul writes to these people and said, among God's people, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or even of greed, which is interesting because these are improper. When I hear people talk about breaking a commandment, well, I broke one of the commandments, and I broke a commandment yesterday, and I broke a commandment 2 weeks ago. Here's what I think every time I hear somebody say that. There are no broken commandments. There isn't such a thing as a broken commandment, just broken people. There aren't broken commandments. There are broken marriages. There aren't broken commandments. They're just broken homes and broken families and broken communities and broken nations and broken states. That's what's broken. We don't break the commandments of God. We're broken people when we live in open, direct violation of the Word of God. I think the most radical thing a man or woman can do, a young person, is to say, I'm going to be faithful to God's Word in this matter. You want to do something radical with your life? Just tell people you believe in Jesus Christ and you happen to believe in the authority of Scripture. That'll get their attention. You got to be kidding. You're not one of those crazy people that actually believes in the Bible, are you? You're not one of those crazy people that actually believes that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and he has authority in my life. And you say, yeah, I do, because you're going to have all kinds of voices telling you just the opposite. Look at verse 4. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. Why did Paul say that? Because of what Jesus said, that words simply come out of your heart? Whenever I hear a man or woman say, words are just words, they don't matter, I say, somebody needs to tell the Lord that. Somebody needs to straighten him out, because the Lord said, we'll be judged, get this, by every idle word. Do you get that? That I'll be judged by every idle word? Do you know what an idle word is? It's a throwdown word. It's a throwaway word. Forget the planned speeches when you told somebody off last Tuesday and you had a rehearsed speech that you practiced for 2 days. Forget about that. I'm talking about the idle words that we throw away. And the Lord says, we'll give an account for every idle word. Verse 6 says, let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. What does that mean? There are all kinds of voices out there to tell you exactly the opposite of what I shared with you today. You ever notice that every sin has an apologist or a defender? You name the sin, I don't care what it is. There are people out there that defend it to the death. It's not sin. It's not wrong. Whatever the case may be, and there are people who make it their job, their purpose in life, to be an apologist or defender for sin. I want to tell you a couple of stories that will, I think, speak to you. Some of you are familiar with an actress by the name of Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren played the Queen Elizabeth in a film about Queen Elizabeth years ago. She said, my mother lived in London during the Blitz, during the Battle of Britain. She asked her mom, Mom, what was it like in London when the bombs were dropping? My mother told me, we carried on, not as if it wasn't happening. We carried on with life because it was happening. Interesting statement, interesting observation. We weren't living in denial and we went on with our daily life as if it weren't happening. We knew it was happening. We knew that last night we were bombed and we knew tonight at about 9 or 10 o'clock the bombs will start dropping. But we carried on because it was happening. What's my point? We don't live in denial of what's going on in the culture around us, but because of what's going on in the culture, we say, we believe. And we're going to stand for the Word of God, and we're going to stand for truth.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.